Subis daf yud aleph amud aleph shirchav zayin.
Those sugyas that there's like the Gemara is just very basic, and it's basically you can be quick in and out of the sugya if you want within less than a morning seder. That's if a person is just looking at it on a very superficial level. Otherwise, Ger Katan is considered to be a very, very deep sugya. There's a lot of important pieces here. Can we just move that pile? Is that okay? If you want to just take it out, is that okay? Just. And a lot of the Rishonim, it's not necessarily so much that over here there's a lot of like Diyukim and things like that. There's a lot of Rishonim. So what we're going to do is we're going to try a new approach, which I've never done before, which is I'm going to try to do Tosfos right in the beginning. There's a long Tosfos, a simple Tosfos. We're going to make Tosfos like it's part of the Gemara. You're going to see there's a lot of interesting pieces of the Tosfos, components to the Tosfos, but that's not really where the kushkas of the sugya is either. That's why we're going to try to get Tosfos, give us a little bit of a frame of reference what's happening in the sugya, and then we're going to try to do some more of the Rishonim, Achronim. As I said, there's a lot of different discussions over here when it comes to Ger Katan, and a lot of different discussions when it comes to Geiris. There's a lot of numerous different components to it. So let's start at the beginning of the sugya. The Mishnah starts, Agiyoris Vashvuya Ashivcha. So I want to start as follows. This is a very similar conclusion to what we had in our previous Mishnah. Our previous Mishnah said, Yesh lahem k'suvasim masayim yesh lam tainis besulim. Over here also, k'suvasim masayim yesh lam tainis besulim. This is a different Mishnah, however. The Mishnah we had on Daf Yud Amud Beis, over there the Mishnah was, k'suvasim masayim yesh lam tainis besulim, because we have to assume nothing happened to her. Nothing happened. She's the same as she was. She has not been in any way tampered with. In our Mishnah, it's a little different. We can assume that maybe she was tampered with. After all, she was a Giyaris, Shvuya, she was a Shivcha, any of those things. However, if it was Pachos Migimel Shana V'yamechad, so then what?
Psulim come back.
So she was tampered with, but it doesn't matter. So therefore, it merits its own Mishnah. It gets its own halacha. Yesh lem ksubasa masayim, v'yesh lem tainas besulim. That's why this is its own Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah mentions three women. The three women are Giyaris, Shvuya, and Shivcha. It's interesting. And then the Mishnah, when it goes, those are the nouns. Those are the three different women. And then it speaks about what happens to them. Sheniftu, shenizgayu, shenishtachru. So it kind of changes the order. I think we all noticed that. So what's going on over here? So first, the Ritva, Bamerik's this. First, the Ritva says, look, a Shvuya, the title Shvuya is her state before she gets redeemed. The title Shivcha is her state before she gets freed. The title of Giyaris is her title
After
she becomes a Geira. So what should we say? Mishnah is really right. Ha Goita or Nachris v'Hashvuya v'Hashivcha. Why we call her Geiris? Says the Ritva, we're not interested in giving her that title because post facto we no longer want to mention that. It's a bad label. So therefore we call her a Geiris because a Giusa is Gnai. And therefore, we don't want to speak derogatorily about it.
Giyaris is not a
good. Weiss not, we're going to see even more. You mean the Mayim HaKhaimis? No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't have one. Okay. You have a piece of paper?
Yes.
Oh, you have paper? Fine. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Comes along the Ritva and he says, so why do we switch the orders from the nouns to the verbs? Is the Ritva as follows. We're doing them in order of their chashivos. When we speak about the people, we speak in order of their chashivos. Who's the most chashiv? Says the Ritva, the Giyaris is the most chashiv. It's based on a Gemara, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara says that a Ger is about Yisro. It speaks about Yisro. Yisro is considered to be very chashiv because he came on his own, right? And he definitely was up against a lot of opposition in order to become, he bought in. So the Gioiris is the most chashiv. Shvuya is a regular Jewish lady. She happens to be in a sacrificing type of environment right now. She's captured, but she's a Jewish lady. So she's also chashiv. Shivcha is a shivcha. What's her second title? Shivcha? Kenainis. She's a Canaanite woman. She's least chashiv. So that's the order of the chashivas. When we're writing the people, so we're going to put them in the order of chashivas. Now we're writing the verbs, the actions, which one is the most important for us to do?
Pinyin
Shvuyim is the most important for us to do. Why? Because we want there's a woman who's in a compromised position. She's in distress. To save them, Pidyon Shvuyim is very important. If a person has a choice to put their money somewhere of these three places, where is the best place to put it? Pidyon Shvuyim. Then comes Geiris. Because Geiris, not necessarily are we looking to be Megara people. We'll speak about that more a little bit later. But it's not an Avera. There's nothing wrong with doing that. The third thing is Shichur. A person is not supposed to be Meshachar their Eved. Is actually over on an asay lo oilom behem tavoidu. You're not supposed to be meshachar your eved unless it's l'dvar mitzvah or something like that. But be'etzem, that's the least of the actions. So says the Ritva, it's kal lahavim etam nochoin. Is that when you're writing the people, we put them in order of their chashivas. Writing the actions, we put in the order of which one would we prefer to do the most. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Ritva goes in. There's no Rashi on this Mishnah. So now the Ritva says these two. There's two different things we're saying over here. Ksubasan Masayim v'yeshlem Tainas Besulim. It sounds like it's the same thing. Ksubasan Masayim means that a Ksubas Masayim. We assume she's a Besula. V'yeshlem Tainas Besulim is that if he comes and says she wasn't a Besula, says the Ritva. Travayu itzrichle. We need both of them. And the Ritva goes, if I would have only written Tainas Besulim, then I would think that maybe Ksubasan's not Masayim. If I would only write Ksubasan Masayim, I think maybe it's not Tainas Besulim. I want you to look at that Ritva carefully. I myself am troubled with the Ritva, because what does Tainas Besulim mean? Is it referring to the Mamain, or is it referring to the Isser? If it's referring to the Mamain, so if you tell me that Ksubasan is not Masayim, so how could there be Tainas Besulim? How does that make any sense? Once Ksuba is the Chayra, it's impossible to say Yeshlem Tainas Besulim if Ksubasan is not Masayim.
What about our case where
unless the Ritva means that Tainas Besulim means Isser, then I'm going to allow you to take a look at the Ritva. I don't want to get too involved in that right now.
Case of an era of what we said yesterday about if she was a Rusa and then Chalusa, right? There she'd be 100 and she's. There is
who knows who said this time is Psalm?
Yeah, we know she wasn't. Yeah. She didn't have Bia though.
Yeah, but anyway, but even if she's a Bu'ula, what's going to be her Ksuba? 100. So if she's a Besula, her Ksuba is 100, and her Ba'ula, her Ksuba is 100. So what's the Tainas Besulim? What are you tining?
There's no case of a girl that has a Ksuba that's 200 because you can marry
her. Not that I know, but regardless, if you're telling me that her Ksuba is 100, how could she have Tainas Besulim?
What do you mean?
Tainas Besulim has to mean that I thought that, unless it's coming lesser. What?
There are cases that they get 100 because we want to be easier.
They get 100 in a Hanami, so then there's no Tainas Besulim. What does Tainas Besulim mean? I thought you were a Besula, but that's why the Ksuba is 100. Okay, we have to take a look at the Ritva. I'll call upon him. That's the Mishnah Zok, the Halakha Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan, Matbilin, Oisoy, Al Das, Bez. And the Gemara is going to get back to our Mishnah eventually. Rav Huna comes along with a statement. Rav Huna says, Ger Katan, Matbilin, Oisoy, Al Das, Bezdin. The Tvila happens, Al Das, Bezdin. It sounds from Rav Huna that Bezdin is stepping up. Up when it comes to Ger Katan. When it's a Ger Gadol, then what? Then you don't need Bezdin. Ger Katan, Matbilin Oisoy, Aldas Bezdin. That's what the Rav Huna says. Now the Chayra, Rabbi say, I don't understand. Every Gerus needs Bezdin. So what do you mean Ger Katan, Matbilin Oisoy, Aldas Bezdin? And a regular ger is not aldas bezdin.
Tell P bezdin, not aldas.
Oh, do you have to be mechalik between what you say?
It doesn't matter, but they doesn't charge whatever.
So what's the difference by ger katan? Vayis tochoyis is as follows: every gerus is al yidei bezdin or al P bezdin. This gerus is aldas bezdin. Every gerus always is done al yidei bezdin. You're right. But this one is al das bezdin. Over here, we're saying even more than that.
What does al das mean?
Oh, they have to figure that out. But the chayre, that's the pshat over here. Why is it that every geris needs al yedei bezdin? Not al das bezdin, needs to be al yedei bezdin. A regular geris, why does it have to be al yedei bezdin? So, you could understand that maybe geris is considered to be like a mishpat. It's like a, it's also like a nidin. Do we want to, does he deserve to be a ger? Does he not deserve to be a ger? And therefore it goes to bezdin. It's like he's being toivea bezdin that he wants geris, maybe. It's not a classic type of mish, but usually there's a toivea nitva, someone wants someone else. Kolevsky says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky says a mordeg achidish. He says, in order for a person to be megayer, what do you, let's say, if, and he wouldn't have bezdin, so what would he do? He'd just walk into the mikvah, come into shul one day and say, hey everybody, I'm a Jew, right? Doesn't work that way. He has to be welcomed into the family, says Rav Kolevsky. It sounds like, you know, like a little bit of a mushy vart. He has to be niskabel into Klal Yisrael. Say it that way, more yeshivish. Has to be niskabel. Who is mekabel the ger? Someone has to be mekabel him as a ger. Who's mekabel him into Klal Yisrael? Bezdin is being mekabel him to. Why didn't he dafka bezdin? Because bezdin is representing Klal Yisrael. We saw the similar idea of bezdin being representing Klal Yisrael. What? Where do we have that? By what? A Svul Kufri. How is it that Bezdin gives him Malchus? Because Bezdin in the Sun. No, we had it somewhere else. By Ksuba, how much money you give. We said it's either totally in them or Bezdin. We said, what do you mean? Is it totally one or the other? We are deciding for Klal Yisrael how much you're supposed to make up.
The Mordechai?
Was it a Mordechai? It was a Ramban, I think.
The Ritva.
There's other Rishayim. What? There's other Rishayim. It wasn't a Mordechai. For sure not. It was a. It's a Rashi and a Ramban. I don't know which one we brought.
It's a Ramban.
It's a Ramban and a Rashi over here. Ramban at the end is. Okay, Rabbi Akitzer, that's what Bezdin is doing over here. Bezdin is functioning as representatives for Klal Yisrael in order to be Makabel the Ger. They're being Makabel the Ger. The Chor, that's the Pshat. We can answer an interesting diuk. The Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin goes through Bezdin. What's Bezdin's function? Interesting. And the Mishnah says, Bezdin paskins dine mamanis, and Bezdin dat paskins knasais, and dine nefashais, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And one thing that doesn't conspicuously say in the Mishnah is Mekabel Gerim. Why doesn't the Mishnah in Sanhedrin say that Bezdin is Mekabel Gerim? Or paskins on dine Gerim? If it's a din in Bezdin, a court, that they're coming midin court, so then in a chanami, it should be in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. But if we're saying they're not coming b'tayras that this is mishpat, they're coming b'tayras that they are representatives of Klal Yisrael, so then that's not in Sanhedrin, it's not Masechel Sanhedrin, that's Tamadin, that they represent Klal Yisrael. Then we don't understand it. Another nafkamina might be as follows: can a person be makabel Gerim at night? Maybe yeshlachkar of an afghan. If it's you're saying it's a din, Bezdin doesn't dan balayla. But if it's just that Bezdin is representing Klal Yisrael, yeshlachkar of Bezdin has a shem Bezdin balayla. Maybe it's not called a shem Bezdin balayla. Maybe if it's just that they can't paskin balayla, but they have a shem Bezdin. If they have a shem Bezdin balayla, so then maybe they can be makabel gerim balayla. They're not doing a din. They're not coming mitaris yeshivas Bezdin. They're just coming mitaris that they're. Stuff. That's a question of why does that have to be al yedei bezdin? What's pshat in our case? Ger katan has to be al das bezdin. What's pshat in that? In this, there's a very interesting Rashi. Okay, we're going to get to the Rashi. Rashi says bezdin nasin loy av. What an interesting Rashi. Very, very cryptic. Very, very difficult. This is really very much the kishkas of the sugya, is l'chayra to be able to unravel this Rashi. Bezdin nasin loy av. What does that literally mean? They become for him a father. Ger katan matbilin oisa adas bezdin. Lashon of Rashi is bezdin nasin loy av. Vaharehu ger al yedehem. That's how it happens. What does that mean? Bezdin nasin loy av. But it seems like that's what Bezdin's doing. That's why we need Bezdin over here. Al pi Bezdin, Bezdin is going to substitute. They're a substitute father. That's what it seems like. Okay. Let's go weiter, Rabbi Say. Zokteh legirashi. Ger katan matbilin oisei al das Bezdin. Says Rashi, im ein loy av, he has no father. The imoy heviyosei lizgayer. Says Rashi, he doesn't have a father, and the mother is bringing him to be megayer. What would be if there was a father bringing him to be megayer? Would it be Bezdin? Because what's Bezdin coming to do? To be a
father, represent the father.
To be a, what was the word we use? A
surrogate
father. Is the word? What was that? The word we used? I said, that's what I said. Substitute father. But if there's a father here, it's all the father's a stun. The father's going to do it. So says Rashi, Ein loy av. The imoy heviosoy leisgayer. The mama brought him. The mother's bringing him to be misgayer. That's Rashi's shita. In the Tosfos Rid, Zetmin Anderish. The Tosfos Rid argues on Rashi. Take a look on the side of the Gemara. Tosfos Rid says, Agiyaris says Rabbeinu Tosfos Rid Pirish. Ava bisha ein loy ava aim. Ehonish kin tata, ehonish kin mame. Kigoin tinoik shenim tza mushloch. They found an abandoned child. Tinoik shenim tza mushloch, an abandoned child. Oi, sheshavu yisroch tani plishnim. Or that Klal Yisrael captured in war. They went to war and they captured these little children. Bezdin Malin Oysam Vehem Kisrael Chaldavar. Bezdin does the Mila. So according to Rabbeinu Chanan, what's the case talking about? There's no Tosfos Rid, sorry, no father, no mother. And Bezdin comes, and Bezdin takes this child and makes him into a... What?
Rashi says specifically
the mother, but it could be... So why does Rashi say that there's a mother there?
He says that Bezdin could act as the father,
maybe. Right.
He's giving a more...
Okay, so we have to see which is more Shkiach. I don't even know which is more Shkiach. I'm a little bit confused. Part of my confusion here is, which we're going to see, Rabbi, today we're basically just trying to open the sugyas up. We're not going to close many things. What's the mother? Is she converting herself?
She's walking him.
She's converting herself. She's not converting herself.
She's already Jewish.
How's she Jewish?
She already converted.
After she gave birth.
What?
Then why is she the mother?
Why else is coming to me?
Then she's not the mother, really. Then just random person is coming.
She burned into the hell.
I don't know. There are going to be issues, Rabbi Isai. The Achrayim weigh in on this. The Shita weighs in on this. Is she Megayer or not? There's a problem with her being Megayer. I got a problem with her not being my guy. My problem with her not being my guy is just this is a weird case. If you ask me, this is weird. She's staying Goyish and she wants her son to be a Jew? Yeah. Well, she wants him to get into med school. Why does she want... What? Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. She takes Tamis and she doesn't want him to do it because she doesn't want it. She wants her son to be a Jew?
It's
so not mistaber that to me, that is the least mistaber case. To find a child that doesn't have mother and father, it's more likely. I don't know. We have to figure that out, Rabbi Isai. What's with the mama? That's according to Rashi. According to the Tosfos Rid, Gershon's got a conscience.
She brought him to the veld. Who's going to take care of
him? Okay. Do you need to have a din? Does it have to be a din or not? Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Elchanan says no. Rabbi Elchanan says there's no mother, no father. Now, Rabbi Isai, why are we being Megayer this child? Why are we even Megayer this child? Bezdin, on whose initiative is Bezdin being the guy of this child?
According to
Tosfos Rid. According to Rashi, the mother's initiative, but according to Tosfos Rid, Bezdin doing it on their own initiative. This is very interesting. So listen to this. The Choshuke Chemed brought down. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down that someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, he'd like to adopt a child. So he'd like to adopt a Goyish child and convert the child. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, why do that? We're not interested in Gerim. We're not interested in more. We don't want this child to become Jewish. If the child comes and says, I want to be Megayer, and he pushes, and we try pushing him away, we try telling him, no, it's not good, it's difficult, you don't understand. We're not proselytizing. We're not looking for more converts. So said Rav Moshe Feinstein, don't do it, don't adopt. You want to adopt a Jewish child that, you know, that needs someone to take care of him? Provide, fine. But to adopt a Goyish child? Says Rav Moshe, we're not looking for that. Kosher, Geirim, Li Yisrael Kesapachas, Chazal say. It's like a disease.
We try to convince them not to.
That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. Mimela, I understand Rashi. Rashi is saying that only if someone comes over here and says, I'm munning that there should be a Geiris over here. But if no one's willing, we're not looking for this. We're not looking. However, he brings from the Sefer Balei Nefesh that argues. Balei Nefesh says there's a mitzvah to be Megar Geirim. There's a bracha you make. Why do you make a bracha on the Geirus? Because it's a mitzvah. The Haraya says, so the Sefer Balei Nefesh says, no, there's a mitzvah to Megar Geirim. The Haraya, he brings a raya from our patriarch. None less than Avram Avinu, who's Megayer Geirim. What's he doing over there?
There's no one.
He was teaching. He didn't just take them away from Avodah Zarah. He was Megayer them.
You know what, Jewish?
I hear. I think he brings to the Meshech Chachma even that he was Megayer. There's a mitzvah of Megayer from Moshe. Now, I would say, Sefer Balei Nefesh, I would say Avram Avinu is different for a different reason. Avram Avinu is before there's a Klal Yisrael. Before Klal Yisrael, for sure we're trying to do this. No, I'm an Ivchar. So let's try to bring as many people as we can. We don't have a nation. Once there is such a thing as Klal Yisrael, so then that's it. We're not looking for anyone else. Yaakovin was Kova Tchumim. So the Mefarshim explained, it was Kova Tchum is, listen, there's Tchum, there's us and you. That's Yaakovinu. That's Mitas and Shlema. That's Beis Yaakov, Klal Yisrael. It all started with Yaakov. Before that, it's whoever wants in is in. You want in, we're happy to bring you in. But once there's a Klal Yisrael, that's it, everyone's out. That's what I would have said. But the Baal HaNefesh says, no, we see from over here, from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu Davka took people in. Therefore, he says that there's a bracha because there's a mitzvah in Makabal Gerim. So why do we push them away? That's a different thing. That's just a way for us to know if they're authentic, if they're genuine. If he's just coming because he wants to, you know, eat schmaltz herring and he wants to dance Havanagila, so then it's not going to last. He's not going to make it through. So we're pushing him away. I want you to know, this is hard. We make him run after. We want to build the cheshek. The harder he has to work to get in, the more dedicated he's going to be to it. Right, Mayor? You have to try to make him, push him away. You should make Vinayas to make sure that he's really committed. That's what we're doing. Akoponim, this is a machlekes. However, the Torah says the following thing. Also meduik in Rashi. What happens if the person has a father, and the father doesn't want him to be Megayer? Can we be Megayer him anyway?
He should be Tovea.
Can we be Megayer him anyway?
What's going on?
He can be Tovea if he's older than three.
If he's what?
If he's older than three, then he can be Tovea himself and say that he wants to do it.
Older than three?
Three?
Is that Das?
Why older than three?
Is that Das? Taisu says later on. Taisu on Mamdal says that. Under three, since they don't have the Das to be Tovea, they can't do it.
Okay, we'll have to see this later on.
Rebbe, does the mother try to get him a Megayer? What's going on?
If the mother's trying to get him a Megayer, what happens is a machlokes mother and father if they want it to be a Megayer. It sounds like from Rashi. Doesn't work. Rashi says, Ein loy av. Why doesn't Rashi just say? The Torah says it's only if there's no father, which is really Rashi. If there's no father, what happens if there is a father and the father wants that he should not be Megayer? It sounds like you can't do it. You got to figure out why, but that's what it sounds like from Rashi. So therefore, we have to figure out exactly how does this work.
Father doesn't want to be Megayer. Why would we try to push him to be Megayer?
The mother brings.
Let's say the mother brings him. Let's say we want it. It's a schus huloi. Let's give him a schus. Let's have to figure that out. Okay, Rabbi say let's go weiter. Says Rashi, matbilin. The ein lecha ger b'loi milo utzvila. This is a very interesting Rashi. Rabbi said we're trying to open the sugi here. Rashi says matbilin the ein lager b'loi milo utzvila. Chay Rashi is bavorning the following question. If I was writing the Gemara, I would write ger katan.
Milo.
Neither. Megayrin, Alpi Bezdin. What's the chalois? What are we doing? He's doing the gerus, Alpi Bezdin. It says matbilin oisai. So what does Rashi say? The ein lecha ger beloi mila utvila. Oh, why does it say malin? It sounds like what? Well, Rav Huna's not talking about a Huna. So that's one of the answers that the Shita says. We want to do something that's universal. We don't say Malin because only boys have Mila, girls also have Tvila, so we do Tvila's universal. But it could be from Rashi that Rashi is Mashma, maybe because the Tvila is the end of the process. Really, the Mila also is Al Das Bezdin. The Mila is Al Das Bezdin, the Tvila is Al Das Bezdin. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe only the Shita says only the Tvila is Al Das Bezdin. So then why does Rashi mention the Mila for? So you could say like the Shita, we just wanted to mention Tefillah because that's universal. Or you could say because the Tefillah is the end of the process. But sounds from Rashi, you need the Das Bezdin for the Mila also. Well, see, that's not so simple. Or was there something else that's conspicuously missing from this Rashi? Which is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs.
Too young to work.
But is there a Geirus without Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs? Is there such a thing? This is a massive controversy that is going on today. Massive controversy with a lot of the Geirus that's happening. The Geirus that don't have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Does it work or does it not work?
You can say part of that. We have to make a new Kabbalah
when it gets
13.
Okay, that's over here.
Until now, so what do you do?
What if there are any?
Could Bezdin be the Kabbalah
for him? Yeah, or not. So I would say that's going to be a big discussion here. I can't hear you. Okay, the Shilas is an Amak of now, is an Amak of Bechlal, is only Chatzchila, do we do it later, is he not really a Ger, maybe he's not a Ger now. Okay, that's all, this is Rabbi Yisai, the Sugya is opening, it's unfolding for us here.
Maybe it's, he's not
Chayiv
in
Mishmah,
anyways.
Okay, but he has to Mekabel him in, then it's not Gerus.
It's something.
Then it's not the Geirus. Okay, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Let's hold off. Have patience. Akol ponim. What does it mean, matbilin oisei al das bezdin? Is another shaila. What does that mean, matbilin oisei al das bezdin? Does that mean bezdin has to take him and physically dunk him? Is that what it means? Bezdin is the one that dunks him? Or does that mean bezdin has to watch him? So then what's bezdin doing?
Well, they have to make sure the process is being done properly.
What's Bezdin's participation here? That we're saying it's al das Bezdin. Maybe it's just the das of Bezdin. Bezdin somehow is infusing das into this tefillah. Is that what it is? Or Bezdin actually takes him and dunks him? That also is a machloikas achroinim. Exactly what's going on? We got to figure out what's Bezdin's participation here. Says Rashi Viter, al das Bezdin, shloisha yehu b'tefillasoi. Three should be there by his tefillah. Hakadin kol tefillas ger shesrichin gimel. Every ger needs it.
That's pretty. Makes it sound like a regular ger.
Vehei nasin loy av, says Rashi. So you need the regular bezdin, and they are going to function as his father. Very uger al yadayim umagoy biyayin kosher. Here we go again. Another Rashi that's going to throw the whole sugya into like a whole controversy, which is Rashi says umago biyayin kosher. What does that mean? Rashi says now that he's a ger, so if he touches yayin, yayin's kosher. Why? Because a guy touches yayin. What's the din of yayin that you touch? Yayin ezech. But if a yid touches yayin, yayin's kosher. So Rashi says that's the difference between whether he's a guy or he's a Jew. Is now if he touches wine, it's kosher. Now hold on a second. That's the whole difference. It's only been a gale. This one little thing of mago be yayin kosher. That's it.
So we're not only arguing about how Shabbos is even.
Lots to discuss concerning why Rashi says this. First of all, the din of Yayin Nesech is a din derabanan. To explain to you what I mean by that, if a guy makes does avodah zara practices with his yayins, and then it's in a sederaisa, but we're concerned, we're choshesh, and Rabbi said there's stories even bizman hazeh, there are stories of goyim that actually do avodah zara purpose practices with even bizman hazeh, that yayin nesel is a very serious thing, and the other ideas behind it, but it's a din derabanan. Maybe Rashi's coming to say that right now the only nafkamina is derabanan. It's one thing. The other thing is yayin nesech is goyish zach. There's other things that are yiddish zach. Maybe he's like not so goyish, but not so Jewish. Why not? Because he wasn't makabel a mitzvah. So he's like, you know, he's like, he's maybe somewhere in a twilight zone. Maybe, or maybe Rashi holds for other reasons. Over here, we'd only discuss Magal. This we have to figure out. Rashi says Magal behind. The Tosfos, for example, Tosfos Rid seems to say not like that. Go back to the Tosfos Rid, and the Tosfos Rid says, Bezdin Malin Oisai, right there, antennas go up. What does Tosfos Rid say Bezdin's doing? Mila doesn't even mention the tefillah. V'heim ki Yisrael l'chol davar. That's good. I like that. Why does Rashi say Mago b'ayin kosher? That's what it's like. What just say? V'heim ki Yisrael l'chol davar. Rashi's saying something here, Rabbi said. We got to figure out what's going on in the machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos Rid. Okay. Zak the Gemara. My kamashmalon, what's the chiddush tanina? My kamashmalon, the schus ulai, v'zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. The chiddush is that it's a schus for him, and we say zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Shalai b'fanav, Rashi doesn't mean shalai b'fanav, because he's standing here. It just means shalai midaitai, because it's kanin le'das. Tanina, we already said in the Mishnah, zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, ein chan la'adam elav shalai b'fanav. So therefore, there is such a concept of zachin la'adam, we know that. That's regular. What's Rav Huna coming to be mechanish to us? Mao, the tame of kucham mefkeri nichalei, the kaim alone of I would have thought that maybe it doesn't work. You can't make someone a Jew. Why? Because that's the way we paskin. That's only a God that's time time isura. Yeah. So basically, let's try to understand what's going on over here. When it comes to a gadol, why do we say, are you allowed to be toivel a goy who's sleeping without his consent? No. Why not? Zachlam shalom afanav.
Because he's
tom tam yisur, which means what? He's not, he's lo nichale. He's not nichale. Fact is, he doesn't want it. So a katan? So are you allowed to be toivel him without him knowing? He has no das, it's kilu, he's sleeping? Then you're allowed to do. Why?
Because if he has a father.
Because it's chus. It's chus uloi. But it's a chus also for a gadol. Elamai, but it's not, it's loy nichale. He doesn't want it. So this katan wants it? He doesn't know. So he doesn't have das. So Elamai, if you need nichale, so then how does cotton work? And if you don't need nichale, so why should gunnus work?
Since he doesn't know, cotton
doesn't have nichale.
Since he doesn't know, it's good for him.
What does that mean?
That means if you don't know anything better, like, you know,
ignorance
is bliss.
So do we need nichale or not?
The Gemara didn't say nichale.
Do we need nichale or not?
No, obviously not. If cotton works, obviously not. Cotton, but you have a need. You needed that there shouldn't be a not nichale. There shouldn't be a need worth arguing. A cutlet from a lollipop's nichole.
That's not called nichole. It's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That's not nichole. So there's no nichole. So you need nichole. So where's your nichole? You're right. So
you pick your choice.
So if you need a nichole, where's the nichusa? Maybe you just need him not to reject. Could be. Perhaps the pshat is as follows, Rabbi Ken Zayt. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. Maybe. Our assumption, Rabbi Isai, is when you're giving someone a schus gomor, what's the assumption? It's nichole. Even if he doesn't have the das presently, he doesn't right now, he is not conscious of the nichole, but it's bechefza a dover toiv. There it's be'etzem nichole.
So then also for a
gunnel
it should be
a gunnel that's tami sura. So then our assumption is it's not lichale, even though it's a schus gomor. But our assumption is it's not lichale. Masha'enkin for a katan where he's not tami sura. So our assumption is that it's going to be lichale. Enochanami higdilu. What happens? He gets older and he says, "Oh, by the way, I don't like this." Yachalim chais. He says, "By the way, I knew you thought it was nichali, but guess what? It's not nichali." So then, enochanami. So then, the zachin kind of falls off. Says the Gemara later on. But the assumption is right now, I'm giving you something that's 100% goodness. It's a schus gomer. Lashon of Tosfos is schus gomer hulai. It's a schus gomer. There is absolutely no drawback in Judaism. Being a yid is 100% schus. So therefore, of course, someone that has, you know, developed a liking for things that are detrimental for him, okay, so the guy's addicted to something that's toxic. So he doesn't understand what's good and what's not good. But be'etzem, yadus is schus gomer. So if he's never exposed to anything else, so for sure it's going to be nichale. That's kepshuta, what we're going to assume. Okay, but Rabbi said, what about someone that was tam yisura? It's not nichale. So, frekta achrei the following kasha. What happens? You have an eved, and his master hits him with a knocks out his tooth. So, what's the din of the eved? That's free. So, frekta achrei the kasha. It's bad enough he doesn't have his tooth. Now he loses his efkerus. I'm the efkeru nichale. Poor guy. You know what I mean? It's like he lost his tooth, and now guess what? You lose your efkeres because now we're mishachrim. He's not efker anymore.
You'd rather have more.
Yeah, but he'd rather be free. He'd rather be free and be a Jew.
No, he wouldn't.
He
wouldn't. After efker nichole, it's not a schus. Can I walk over to an eved?
Becoming a Jew.
Listen, no, he's not.
He's free.
But let him in the meantime enjoy his. Rabbi Sai, the halacha is as follows. A person walks over to a master of a slave and says, "Listen, would you like to free your slave?" "Yes." "I'll be zochen to get shechur for him." Does it work?
No.
"I'll zochen l'am shel b'fanov?"
No.
No, why? Because the Eved would rather stay an Eved. So what's the Torah doing? It's bad enough he got abused by his master. Now he's got to lose also his efkeris.
He's getting abused. He's getting abused. It's even worse.
So one answer they say is, you have such an abusive master, avdav efker nichle, but not if he's got such an abusive master that's beating him up. That's one answer. The other answer that I think is more derech pshat is as follows. Listen, the Torah doesn't really care what you like. The Torah cares about what's good for you. The Torah wants to be kind to you. It doesn't mean that they're making you feel fuzzy and feel warm. The Torah wants to do what's good for you. It's good for him. The Torah is doing something good for him. It's to become free. He doesn't appreciate it right now. Okay, he'll learn to appreciate it eventually. We are coming in, who are you to all of a sudden walk in, "I'd like to do something for my friend"? If he doesn't want you to do it, that's not your business. But the Torah, who is yored to the autonomous or to the utopian good, the Torah therefore says, "This is good and we're going to go do it for him."
It's not going to do it for a gadol.
Do what?
I can't make a gadol.
Because we can't. The Torah can do that. We can't. We're not the ones that come in the Meshachar in heaven when he's got to the Chayr. The Torah is Meshachar. So the Torah does what's considered to be an absolute good, whether or not it's objective or subjective. This is good. We're doing it. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Lema Misayeyalei. Sorry. Yeah. Let me say Eile. Hagiyoris Rashu Eshivchu Shniftu Shdiyani Shnachu Pchuz Mibon Shalom Yavechan Mai Laab Di Itmulu Atas Bezdin Loi Hachum Ayas Ginan Di Gershin Shgai Ubanu Vumnais Av Imoi Di Nichalei Bimai Di Avid Avuhan. Says the Gemara, no, you only need Al Das Bezdin if there's no father. If there's a father, you don't need Al Das Bezdin. Why not? Because if the father is Megayer together, Gershin is Gayer Ubanu Vumnais Av Imoi, then it's Nichalei Bimai Avid Avuhan. Rabbi say, what about if the mother is Megayer? Father's not Megayer. There's no father. And the mother's Megayer.
Still the same thing.
So over there, you don't need a Das Bezdin. So if that's true, so then what's Rashi talking about when it says, Imoy Vyasil is Geyer? Mother wasn't Megayer. That's a strange case. But okay, maybe that's the case. Unless you say maybe it's only when the father is Megayer that, I don't know. This is where it starts getting a little tricky. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Higdilu Yochaylan Limchais. So when they get older, they can be Meicha. Okay, everybody say, I'd like to start Tosis for a second. Tosfos builds a binyan. He makes a chain. He builds over here, numerous different connections. It says Tosfos, Tema. Does Schia have a mitam shlichus? This is Tosfos' first premise. Schia is mitam shlichus. The kiva de schus huloi, anan tzadi david lei shliach. What does that mean? Being that it's a schus, it's an anansadi, it's like we're witnessing, we're edus, we're like, everyone is aware that he like wants to make him into a shliach. So he proves it from a Gemara in Bamatziah. The Gemara over there seems to say that schia works mitam shlichus. So hold on. Tosfos does the following chain. Says Tosfos. We're saying over here, Gerkotten Matbilan Oysal Das Bezdin. How does Matbilan Oysal Das Bezdin work? Says the Gemara, because of Zochin. How does Zochin work? Shlichus. So, Tvila is Zochin, Zochin is Shlichus, and we're doing Tvila on a cotton. Fractoisis ain't Shlichus Lakotan. So, how does this work? The formula doesn't compute, says Toysis. Vim Toymar. Im kein heich zachen lekot no einschlich es lekot dann kine mukh bezu nashach. So ger kommt mit Bilas as best das best and how? Ve oid. Noch a kasha. A kati oi mit kei chavim hu. Ve aminan hasam. De katan adasi lecha shlichus is lai schir mit rabana. Oi mit kei chavim de lai lecha shlichus afilu schir mit rabana unless lai. So this guy is mamish. He's a nobody from nobody. First of all, he's a katan, katan l'shlichus. Second of all, he's a guy, and a guy doesn't even have shlichus midr abanon. He's nothing. So how is this working over here? He's got two strikes against him. One strike bigger than the other. Katan, okay, doesn't have shlichus. A guy doesn't even have shlichus midr abanon. Has nothing. So how does this work? Says Tosfos, v'nir l'ri, we got to get moving. The hacha nami zochan loy midr abanon. Whoa, Tosfos says, you know what's going on over here? Gakon, my bilas al das bezdin means it's only working midrabanan. Whoa, it's a geris midrabanan. Get amir hasam, cotton is like midrabanan.
Maybe that's
what
Rashi only said
it didn't do Rabbanan. Maybe that's what Rashi only said it didn't do Rabbanan if it's only Geris to Rabbanan. But Tosfos is not happy with that himself. Tosfos gets very bothered. Tosfos says, Vavagam takati ovi kuchavim. But how does it work for a goy? Aye, goy! Even if Rabbanan doesn't have schia, says Tosfos to Malchim. This guy is Asin Lechlal Shlichus. Why? Because this guy is about to become a Jew. So just like a cotton becomes a gadol, this guy is becoming a Jew. So that's not so simple, Rabbi Isai. Because when this guy becomes a Jew, he's not
a Jewish yet.
He's not the guy anymore. Because Gershon is Geyer. Therefore, it's not really the same. A katan that becomes a gadol is the same person. Right? He's just been given a exalted. But the Geshen is guys no longer, and more than that, Rabbi Yisai. Let's say Lamdish, Rabbi Yisai. A katan that's Megayer, katan that becomes a gadol. Did every katan have in him to become a gadol?
Sure.
What does he have to do to become a gadol? Breathe.
Wait.
Does every goy have in him to become a Yisrael?
No.
So when we say katan de islay, that we say that it's asil chal shlichus, what do we mean? We mean that katan has all the mechanics already in him. It's all in him already. The koyach of zchiyah and shlichus selikt in him. It's immature, but it's there already. So midrabanan, we can already attach to that thing that's already there. But the goy doesn't have it. Aye, the goy's got to be megayer. Okay, but he doesn't have it. Says Tosfos a different teretz. Inami, says Tosfos. Kivan de bahach zchiyah nasi Yisrael, havelik Yisrael gomer le'inyan zchiyah. Being that he's becoming Yisrael, so it's like he already has a din of Yisrael. Says the Rashba, there's a concept called gitoy v'yodoy boin ka'achas. Says the Rashba, you know what this is called? This is called girusoy v'shlichusoy boin ka'achas. You're getting your shlichus together with your geirus, but I only become a yid once I'm a geir, and I can't have a shlich if I'm a goy. Yeah, but now you're becoming a yid, so you get your... They come simultaneously, you gotta figure out how that works. That sounds like magic. I mean, you can't get the ball started. Because you can't have shlichus, you can't become a geir unless you're a shlich. Yeah, but you can't have a shlichus unless you're a geir. So, but I'm becoming a geir and getting my shlichus. It happens bevas achas. We find such a concept, but how does it work? Gitoy v'yadoy boin kachas. Is a person is an eved, and eved doesn't have a yad. What does the eved's yad belong to? His master. So what happens if an Eved picks up a Metzio? Who does it go to? His master. So what happens if a master takes a Shtar Shechor and puts it from his right hand, the master's right hand, to the master's left hand? Is the Ger now, is the Eved Meshuchar? No. So if I take it and I put it into his hand, I'm putting it into my other hand. This is my hand. Says the Gemara, Gitoy V'yodoy Boin Kachas. So I'm having to come at once. It says a magic. It's a trick. We got to figure that out. Same thing over here. You can't be Megayer if you can't have Shlichus. But I can't have Shlichus. I'm a Megayer. So I'm a Megayer and Shlichus have the same time. Okay, we'll figure that out. Let's just finish up a little bit more. Vim Taimar, Hechi Avi Germid Rabbanon, Shrin Le Ebiats Yisrael, Kedush of Kedushin, Hamina Toira, Ebit Kechavim, who, as Tais is this person you're saying is Midya Raisa, a Goy Gomor. How do you allow that to happen? Yeshloimer, the Kasavik, Commander Amar, Beisha Rabba, the Yeshkoch, Belchachom, Lakadov, Mena Toira, Bekum Vase. Pella, I'm going to stop here for a moment, but what Tais is saying is as follows. This Gemara Paskins, that the Chacham can come in and change the rules. You're right. He's a Goy Gomer Midiraisa. Midirabanan, you can marry him, all that stuff. Do we Paskin that way? No. So what Tosfos is doing is he is marginalizing our Gemara in an extreme fashion. Tosfos is saying this Gemara is not a Liba de Elchasa. Ger Katan Matvilan Asadas Bezdin. No! Because only Midirabanan. And we can't do a midrabanan. Yeah, this Gemara holds like the man de Omer who says, Yesh koch mi hachacham lakadov menator. We don't pask in that way. Sheb al tasa we're willing to do avkumese. So Tosfos clearly felt up against the wall when he, right, this is not a very popular answer what Tosfos is saying here. They're saying our Gemara is not a libet hilchasa. So we're going to have to come up with alternatives. Tosfos comes up with alternatives. They say there's so much work to do in the sugya. So much work. Usually, I tell you, stick to Gemara Shitaisis. Just do Gemara Shitaisis over here. Do the Gemara Shitaisis well. And then we're going to have to see some of the Rishayim. We're going to continue.